three of them are here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 slide step delivery from Tangler misses high. Lopez has worked a full count. And then a two-run homer in the bottom of the fifth off the bat of Cashel Duggar, the UCLA Bruin, and Castle Pines, Colorado native, hitting his first long ball as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. The 3-2 pitch, bounced straight back. Good fight here from Lopez. We'll do the 3-2 again. Cruz and Barry to Burns on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon. Gabriel Courtright, the right-hander from Los Angeles Harbor College, getting loose down the line for Madison. 3-2, breaking ball misses down for ball four. Seven-pitch walk issue to Tracer Lopez. The 8-9 spots doing their job, finding their way aboard to flip the card perfectly to the top of the order with Mason Onati in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mason Onati, a two-hit game for the Tulane product. After not getting into the lineup an evening ago, was a pinch runner for Jack Matthew. Did not see a plate appearance. Onati singling and scoring in the third, doubling and scoring in the fifth. Playing in as the third baseman, Hamilton. Mason not showing bunt here as that first pitch fastball from the right-hander. Tangler misses high. Schmidt to McKillop to Maloof to Tangler. The 1-0 pitch. This is low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. The count now on the second baseman, Onati. Mason's played all over the place defensively so far. It was the opening day second baseman out of the nine spot at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders on Memorial Day. He's played second. He's played third. We know he loves to play short. He's gotten a couple appearances there as the 2-0 fastball misses high again for ball three. Onati's even had a couple of starts in the outfield playing some center and some left field so far this summer. After a walk issue to Lopez and three straight balls to Onati, it'd be shocking if he took the bat off his shoulder here. The 3-0. On the outside corner, that fastball is dotted in there for a strike. It's go time for Onati. 3-1 the count. Perfect hitter's count. He's looking for one pitch and one pitch only, that being that middle heater. Leading off second is McIntosh. On first is Lopez. The 3-1. This is up and away for ball four. The bases are full of Rafters with nobody out here in the seventh inning. A couple of walks issued, and now we'll have a mound visit here. Cashel Duggar left the yard his last trip to the plate. His first homer as a Rafter, a two-run blast in the fifth. Other than that, a couple of strikeouts for Cashel today, but that two-run homer more than makes up for it. And you see Kirk Schreider, the field manager for your Rafters, out of the dugout, looking at Cashel and saying, be patient. Couple of walks issued in a row here from the right-hander Tangler. Coming into the inning, the three Mallard pitchers today had combined to issue just one walk. Now two walks and back-to-back plate appearances here for Tangler. It's the heart of the Rafter order. 2-3-4 spots. Those are the three gentlemen with home runs this afternoon. They're coming into the box here with the bases loaded and nobody down. Duggar entering today a 342 hitter, played a dozen games in the first half of the season, a chance to drive in even more runs against Mallard pitching this afternoon. First pitch, fastball catches the outside corner, a delayed called first strike from the home plate umpire Jacob Cackett. The shortstop Schaffner and the second baseman Gutierrez back in double play depth, the corners Karen at first and Hamilton at third are playing in. The 0-1 misses well up and well outside, count evening at a ball and a strike to the Rafter catcher. When we get to the top of the eighth, 2-3-4 will be due up for Madison, Davis Hamilton, Corbin Dickerson, and Blake Garrett. The 1-1 pitch misses the outside corner on a fastball for ball two. Rafters lead it by four. They're looking to lead by a lot more when Thomas Burns toes the rubber in the top of the eighth inning. Ahead in the count is Duggar, the 2-1. This is outside, 3-1 now. Nowhere to put him. Bases are full of Rafters. McIntosh on third. Lopez on second. Onati on first. Plenty of speed on the bases as well. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Working the outer edge there and some arm side action for Tangler. The count is full. 93 on that fastball from Tangler. The 3-2 misses outside for ball four. Three straight walks issued by Tangler. Duggar will get credited with the RBI there on the sixth pitch. Free pass to second, Onati. To third, Lopez. McIntosh touches home plate, and it is 7-2 Wisconsin Rapids. Still nobody out in the inning. Max McGuire, the fifth hitter, to step into the batter's box. Max, 1-for-3 today. Once again, though, that one swing of the bat being a big one, a three-run homer. 336 feet to right field to drive in three runs back in the third inning. First pitch from Tangler to McGuire misses outside for ball one. Schaefer on deck to Gotti to follow. Rafters looking to pour it on here in the home half of the seventh inning. The 1-0. That one misses inside, nearly hitting Max for ball two. Gabriel Courtright could be entering the ballgame a lot sooner than expected. Have to imagine the leash is not much longer on the right-hander Tangler. Skyler's 2-0. This is up and in for ball three on Max. What hard to be imagining right now, McGuire taking the bat off his shoulder. Obviously does have the ability to change the game with one swing of the bat, but Tangler cannot find the zone right now as that 3-1 fastball misses up and in for ball four. Four straight walks issued, that one on four pitches to McGuire. Another run will come in to score, and it is 8-2 Rafters. All starting on a leadoff bloop single to left center field from Kyler McIntosh. Now four straight walks issued to the 9-1-2, three spots of this Rafter order. Lopez, Onati, Duggar, and McGuire being very patient here against Tangler. Skyler remaining in the ballgame to face the cleanup hitter, Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer 1-for-3 today, first pitch missing inside. Schaefer a solo home run in the second, his second on the campaign, has struck out twice since, going down swinging in the third and to end the fifth inning. 1-0 breaking ball on the outside corner from Tangler is called a strike. Liam Stump, the right-hander that used to wear the number 94, now being in Gabriel Courtright, who is up throwing again in the right field bullpen. 1-1 pitch, missing up and in, nearly getting Schaefer on the hand for ball two. See some more Rafters jogging out down the bullpen. Mike Spears, the pitching coach, is walking down there now, maybe to say who might be up next. This is a long time to sit for Thomas Burns. 2-1 breaking ball missing inside. Schaefer in disgust, nearly being hit for the third time in this plate appearance. The count now sits 3-1. Now you see Jack Weisinger, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, getting loose. 3-1, bounced in for ball four. Five straight walks issued by the right-hander, Tangler. And three runs have scored here in this inning. McGuire to second, Duggar the third. Onati in to score. Donnie Scott has seen enough. The Mallard manager, after three runs have come in on five walks issued by Skyler Tangler, he's not even going to record an out here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Gabriel Courtright to enter the fray when we return from this pitching change. Bases remain loaded. Still nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Our score currently sitting in favor of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 9-2 when we return here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Madison. That's the right-hander from Los Angeles Harper College, number 94, Gabriel Courtright. And a pinch hitter as well for Wisconsin Rapids in the spot of Jorge Degatti, that being Landon Gaz. First pitch from the right-hander, Courtright. Two Gaz is on the inside corner for a called strike. Three runs already coming in to score here in the seventh inning. Five straight walks issued from the right-hander, Skyler Tangler. He is taken out of this ballgame rather quickly. 9-2 the score here at Winter Field as the 0-1 pitch to Gaz misses low and away. Trent Lyolis has grabbed a bat. He's in the on-deck circle looking to hit in the spot of Walker Buchanan. Three runs so far for Wisconsin Rapids in the seventh inning. 8-9-1 spots led off the frame. Kyler McIntosh, a bloop single to left center. And then five straight walks issued from Tangler. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner. That fastball to Gaz is called a strike. Now 1-2 on the UC Irvine Anteater. Look at Degatti, 0-3 in the ballgame before exiting. A couple of strikeouts for Jorge. His first home game of the second half. The 1-2. That one misses low and away. Landon's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabe Courtright, 15 appearances, 11 starts at L.A. Harbor College this past spring. A 2-7 record, had a save in 62 and a third innings pitched. The 2-2 delivery to Gaz, fastball fouled straight back. Courtright, a collegiate ERA just over 6 at 6.21, had a whip of 1.72 and 42 strikeouts. So look across the Northwoods League on this fine Memorial Day. Or I should say 4th of July, Independence Day. Memorial Day is where we started this season. It's crazy to think that much time has passed. Bottom seven from Wade Stadium, home of the Duluth Huskies. They trailed Bismarck Larks 7-1, each team with 6 hits in that contest. Some Great Lakes West action from Capital Credit Union Park, home of the Green Bay Rockers. The Rockers leading the Wausau Woodchucks by a score of 4-2. Some more Great Lakes West action and a higher scoring affair in the bottom of the sixth. In Mequon at Moonlight Graham Field, the Lakeshore Chinooks leading the Final Act Dock Spiders 6-5. Courtright's 2-2. Breaking ball, got him looking on the outside corner. Gaz down on strikes. For the first out of the inning, it'll bring up Trent Lyolis. Lyolis in the spot of Buchanan. Could be imagined we'll see some defensive swaps here. Both corner outfielders being hit for. Lyolis and Gaz could be entering the ballgame to play those respective positions. First pitch from the right-hander, Courtright to Lyolis, catches the outside corner for a called strike. Trent, this is his first plate appearance in the second half. The Newport Beach, California native from Northwestern collected 26 at-bats in 11 games in the first half. As he swings right through that 0-1 fastball from the right-hander, Courtright, it's 0-2. Lyolis picked up 3 hits in those 26 ABs. Had 3 runs driven in all, were in his first game at Green Bay back on June 11th. 0-2 pitch fouled away from Lyolis. Count remains 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Set is the right-hander. He rocks and fires. Missing low and away for ball one on Lyolis. The 1-2. Missing low and inside. Lyolis has worked the count even here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Always great to be back at Wooder Field. Missed being around the yard, especially in the final week of the first half of the season. Out of the 7 games, 5 of them away from Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2, foul tip into the glove of the catcher Capisi. Back-to-back punch out since entering the game here for Courtright. To bring up the 9th hitter of the evening, or the inning, Aiden Teal. Aiden Teal has reached once in this ballgame, taking a first pitch for a ball from Courtright. Teal hit by a pitch to start his day in the second. Couple of flyouts to center field since. Justin Best making grabs on Teal in the fourth and sixth innings. The 1-0 delivery. This one cranked in the air, deep center field again. Best giving chase out near the warning track, calling off the right fielder Dickerson near the fence to make the grab and retire the side. Thereafter, sent all nine to the plate here in the seventh and score three times. 9-2 the score through seven innings of play from historic Witter Field. Jack Weisinger to take the mound for the top of the eighth when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top eight here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors leading the Madison Mallards by a score of 9-2 on this Independence Day matinee ballgame. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcast booth, and Jack Weisinger takes over on the mound for your Raptors. The freshman from Pomona Pitzer in San Carlos, California, making his sixth appearance of the season. First pitch from Weisinger to the left-handed hitting Davis Hamilton is called a strike. 2-3-4 due up for Madison in this frame. Thomas Burns, three scoreless innings against the Mallards here at home this afternoon out of the bullpen in relief of Tristan Krusenberry. The 0-1 pitch, cue shot tapped out halfway down the third baseline. A swinging bunt for Davis Hamilton. The throw from Weisinger to first base is not in time. You look at all the different substitutions, at least where all the Raptors have ended up defensively, trying to spot it out myself too. Trent Lyolis is now at first base. See that one clear as day. It's tougher to see in the outfield here at the Witter Field press box. Max McGuire now shifting to right field. Landon Gaz staying in the ballgame to play left. So Buchanan and Degatti out after being pinch hit for an inning ago. The righty-on-righty battle, Weisinger out of the stretch, first pitch to Corbin. Dickerson runs inside and hits him. Corbin will take his base. First two have reached here in the eighth off Weisinger. Burns, three innings pitched in relief of Krusenberry, as mentioned. Scoreless frames, he allowed two hits. Only walked one Mallard hitter and struck out four on 45 pitches. Raptors sent all nine to the plate in the seventh inning against Skylar Tangler. Did not record an out in the inning, did the right-hander Tangler in his season debut. He allowed a bloop single off the bat of Kyler McIntosh to begin the inning and then walked five straight Raptor hitters, bringing in three runs. The right-hander Gabriel Courtright, who came in relief of Tangler, the right-hander from L.A. Harbor College, retired all three hitters he faced in the inning. Blake Guerin from the University of Iowa, the cleanup hitting first baseman, steps in against Weisinger. First pitch to Guerin. Drifted in the air, foul down the first base line. Guerin, 1-for-3 in the ballgame, collected his first hit of the second half of the season in his last at-bat, a base hit in the top of inning 6. Weisinger last worked 2/3 of an inning in relief of Ricky Williams at Green Bay on the 25th. A 1 foul straight back by Guerin. It's now nothing in 2. 16 pitches from Weisinger in his final outing of the first half. Allowed 1 hit, walked 1, and struck out 1, facing 4 rocker hitters, finishing out that 4th inning for Ricky. A 2.7 ERA and a 1.65 whip for Weisinger in his 6 2/3 innings pitched out of the Rafter bullpen in the first half. Dealing with some traffic on the bases here. The 0-2 to Guerin, breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Finishing out the substitutions, as mentioned, Gaz subbing in for Degatti. He'll play left. Going from first to right is McGuire, and coming in to play first is Trent Lyolis. Another 0-2 coming here in the battle between Guerin and Weisinger. Weisinger has also worked against Madison already this season. 2 innings back in that 12-10 win here at home on June 22nd. 0-2 pitch, missing low and away for ball 1 on Guerin. In those 2 innings for Weisinger, he allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It wasn't an earned run. He walked 1 and struck out 2 of the 9 Mallard hitters he faced. So just like we saw an inning ago in the home half of the 7th for Wisconsin Rapids, the 8-9-1 spots will do battle in the bottom of this inning. McIntosh, Lopez, and Onati for the 3rd time in this ballgame. Weisinger set, first base side of the rubber. The next 1-2 home to Blake Guerin. This is up and away. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Madison first baseman. Madison's 2 runs in this ballgame. Both came in the first 2 innings. 1 in the first, 1 in the second for the Mallards. Rafter's putting up 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fifth, and 3 in the bottom of inning 7. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball runs in and it hits Guerin. 2 hit batters in consecutive plate appearances here in this inning for Weisinger. And the bases are full of Madison Mallards with nobody out. We'll see how long before a Rafter gets going in the bullpen. I'd mentioned Thomas Burns, if that was a quicker offensive inning for the Rafters, maybe could have seen him out there again for the 8th, but too much downtime for the right-hander. Made for an easy decision to just get another fresh arm throwing. Burns 3 scoreless. His best outing as a Rafter to date. Jack Matthey, the other catcher on the roster, not in the lineup, so he's assuming the bullpen catching duties today, jogging out there now. First pitch to Best, hit on the ground is short. Lopez gloves, flips to second, 1 to first in time. That's a big 6-4-3 double play, a run in to score on the twin killing of Justin Best. Our score is now 9-3 with a runner on third and 2 outs here in the top of the 8. So Dickerson to third. Hamilton touching home plate. It'll be up to Alex Harrell to extend the inning. First pitch to the right-handed hitting DH of the Mallards misses high for ball 1. 6-run lead, and the Rafters will look to add even more. And Weisinger gets this final out. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball just missing low and away for ball 2. Two and zero, the count on Harrell. Harrell, a base hit and a run scored back in the second. 2-0, missing inside, nearly hitting Harrell for ball 3. It's Liam Moreno on deck, Connor Capisi to follow, about to hit the bottom third of the Mallard order for the 4th time in this ballgame. 3-0, the count. Weisinger rocks and fires. Fastball catching the outside corner for a called strike. One strike the count. Still way in the driver's seat here is Alex Harrell. The payoff pitch from Jack Weisinger. This one is fouled straight back. Weisinger's worked it back to a full count here with 2 outs and Corbin Dickerson on third base. The 3-2 pitch here from the right-hander. Hands held above the belt buckle, the payoff. This one hit on a line in a right field, and it's through for a base hit. 9-4 the score, an RBI single, make it a 2-hit game for Alex Harrell. It's the first multi-run inning of the ball game for Madison. Double barrel action for each bullpen. Javier Lobo, the right-hander from Harding University, warming up for Madison. And it's Evan Parmer, the right-hander from Tampa, Florida, and the Virginia Military Institute getting loose for Wisconsin Rapids in the left field bullpen. Liam Moreno hitless in the ballgame in his first game of the second half. First pitch breaking ball from Weisinger to a misses high. Moreno a flyout in the second, a pop out to third base to end the fourth inning. And he led off the seventh with a ground out over to Kyler McIntosh at third. 1-0 pitch breaking ball missing in the dirt, blocked by Duggar. It's now 2-0. Connor Capisi, the Mallard catcher, is in the on-deck circle. Shin guards on, hoping to get into the batter's box with multiple runners on the base paths. So far in this ball game, Wisconsin Rapids leaving just four on base, one in the second, and they left the bases loaded there in that seventh inning, but they already had played a three up to that point. The 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. For Madison, they've left five on the bases. They've had one inning where they've left multiple runners on. That was the two runners they left on back in the top of inning six. The 2-1 pitch here from Jack Weisinger to Liam Moreno will have to wait as there's a pickoff move over to first, giving Alex Harrell a look. The Northwoods League continues to have matinees galore on this 4th of July. Plenty of night action, too. So some good collegiate summer baseball here as the 2-1 pitch driven in the air deep center field. Aiden Teal trotting back near the warning track to make the grab and retire the side. Two runs in to score here in this top of the 8th off Jack Weisinger. But one remains left on the bases. We head to the home half of the 8th. Once again, 8-9-1 spots to upper Wisconsin Rapids in a 9-4 ball game on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find
it. Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Mallards. It's the right-hander Javier Lobo, who threw 45 and two-thirds innings at Harding University this past spring. First pitch to Kyler McIntosh, dribbled on the ground over to second, gloved, and thrown to first in time by Augie Gutierrez. One pitch, one out here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Welcome back into the Winterfield Press Box, folks. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, returning to you with a 9-4 Rafter lead here on this 4th of July matinee. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Madison. Nine runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Always cool to be at the ballpark on the 4th of July and being able to work and call baseball and be here on one of the best days of the summer as the first pitch to Tracer Lopez misses high is something I don't take for granted. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, and I look at where I was on the 4th of July last year, still working in baseball, but the team I worked for did not have a home game, so therefore I did not have any work to be done. So the 1-0 pitch to Lopez misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now they're after a shortstop. Always like to extend my gratitude to be able to talk to you, the fans, not only today, but every single game this summer. As the 2-0 pitch to Tracer misses downstairs. 3-0 now on the Texas Tech product. Lopez in this ballgame is 0-for-1 in three plate appearances, reaching twice and scoring twice on a pair of walks that he's drawn. The 3-0. Fastball right down the chute from the right-hander is called a strike. Also the first outing of the summer and of the Northwoods League for Lobo. Gabriel Courtright, though, some big-time fill-in mop-up duty. Entering with the bases loaded and nobody out in that seventh as the 3-1 pitch hit on a line past the diving Jake Schaffner into left center field for a base hit. One out single for Tracer Lopez, his first hit of the ballgame, and he's aboard for the third time in the battle. To the top of the order we go with Mason Onati, who has scored three times today. It was Skyler Tangler who got the ball to begin the home half of the seventh for Madison on the mound. He allowed one hit, that being the leadoff single to McIntosh, and then walked five straight Rafter hitters. Gabe Courtright entered the fray with those bases loaded and nobody out, and he retired three consecutive Rafter hitters, two by way of the K, and Aiden Teal flying out to center field to retire the side. First pitch to Mason Onati from Lobo misses up and away for ball one. Courtright, obviously no runs, no walks, no hits, two punch-outs, but just 14 pitches needed for the L.A. Harbor College product to get those three outs in the seventh inning. The 1-0 to Onati, an elevated heater that misses upstairs for ball two. Onati, 2-for-3 and four plate appearances out of the leadoff spot this afternoon. Began his day with a ground out to Augie Gutierrez at second, but has reached the bases in every plate appearance since. The 2-0. Fastball fouled straight back, count now two balls and a strike. Onati singled and scored in the third, doubled and scored on Max McGuire's home run in the fifth, or I should say that was Cashel Duggar's long ball, and then an inning ago drew a five-pitch walk against Tangler and later touched home plate on another walk. Cashel Duggar's on deck. Max McGuire will follow. Two outs left to work with here for the Raptors and a 2-1 count to Onati. Fastball missing outside. It's now 3-1 on the two-lane product. Guerin holding on the runner at first. Wisconsin Rapids looking to add even more insurance onto their five-run lead here in the home half of the eighth. Evan Parmer warming up down the line. It appears the right-hander will get the chance to record the final three outs in this ballgame. 3-1 pitch, dotted on the outside corner from Lobo for a called strike. It's now 3-2. Schmidt, McKillop, Maloof, Tangler, Courtright, and Lobo all pitching today for Madison. For the Raptors, it's been Cruz and Barry, Thomas Burns, and Jack Weisinger. The 3-2 pitch, runner takes off. This one misses outside for ball four. Mason Onati draws a six-pitch walk, his second walk drawn in as many innings, and he's on the bases for the fourth time today. It'll be Cashel Duggar into the left-handed batter's box. Blake Guerin, the Madison first baseman. Quick chat here with Javier Lobo. The size difference between the two. Guerin, the 6'6 first baseman. Lobo listed on the official Madison roster at 5'9". Guerin now jogging back over to first. Just a quick chat up with his relief pitcher. Duggar in the ballgame, 1-for-3, four plate appearances. He launched his first homer as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter over the right center field video board back in the fifth. First pitch from Lobo to Duggar, a fastball dialed in there for a called strike. Duggar picked up an RBI as well on the six-pitch walk that he drew a frame ago. As a runner out in scoring position with one away, some good speed on the bases here. Tracer Lopez on second, Mason Onati on first. 0-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, clearing the third base grandstands. It's now 0-2 on the Rafter catcher. When it is time to look for the final three outs in the top of the ninth inning, 8-9-1 spots will be due up for Madison. Righty-righty, lefty, Connor Capisi, Augie Gutierrez, and Jake Schaffner against what is assumed to be Evan Parmer. The 0-2 pitch home here from Lobo. This is downstairs. Backpick attempt from the catcher Capisi over to first, not in time. Count now a ball and two strikes on Cashel Duggar. Picked up a double yesterday to start off the second half, and nothing says welcome back to Witter Field than hitting your first home run with the club. 1-2 pitch. This one hit high in the air center field. Justin Best jogging over to a spot, camping underneath and making the catch. Lopez will stay put at second. Same to be said with Onati at first, and there's now two outs in the inning. Fifth plate appearance of the ball game here for Max McGuire. The three-run opposite field long ball that he hit in the third inning being his highlight today. Also drew a four-pitch walk an inning ago and picked up his fourth RBI of the contest that way. McGuire now on the season, 24 runs driven in and 30 hits. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle, a breaking ball from Lobo that misses upstairs. Grayson Schaefer on deck. Landon Gaz will follow the 3-4-5 spots, doing battle now for your Raptors. Nobody holding the runners on the 1-0. This one popped up right side foul territory, trending near the first base grandstands, and it will hit the top covering to even the count at 1-1. Great crowd here today in Wisconsin Rapids, 782 wonderful Raptor fans in attendance, beginning their 4th of July festivities at Witter Field. No better place to do so, folks. Still 19 home games remaining on the season after today, plenty of time to come out and watch your Raptors this summer. He won 1-1 to McGuire, middle fastball that he fouls straight back. It is now 1-2. More road games or more home games than road games to come for the Raptors, having 20 at home and 17 on the road here in the second half. They had 16 home games in half number one. Finished the first half at home with a 10-6 home record. They were 5-12 on the road. Their home road splits were pretty drastic in the first 30-plus games. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball hit high in the air center field. That sends Justin Best back, and he's not going to get it. That'll one-hop the fence. In to score Lopez. Right behind him is Mason Onati. Have yourself a day, Max McGuire. It's a two-out, two-run double, and it's 11-4 Wisconsin Rapids here in the home half of the eighth inning. I'll already tell you, folks, right now, that's our WFHR player of the game right there, Mr. Max McGuire. 6 runs driven in out of the 11 for the Raptors here this afternoon. Grayson Schaefer's gotten a couple runs driven in himself, too. One of them, a solo blast, 411 feet right center field to lead off the second inning. Also, collected an RBI on the 5-pitch walk that he drew back in the 7th. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle misses up and away. Max McGuire. He's had himself a great summer, hitting north of 300. And he has a wonderful return to Witter Field in the second half. 1-0 pitch, ripped into left field. That one's going to drop in front of Moreno. Max McGuire getting the green light around third base. The throw cut off by Hamilton. It will not be made home. It's a multi-hit game for Grayson Schaefer. The RBI single makes it 12-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Landon Gaz, a pinch hit plate appearance an inning ago in the spot of Jorge Degatti. He went down looking for his first hit of the second half right here with Schaefer on first base and two down. First pitch to Gaz. It's one shot back up the middle on the ground. Schaffner behind the second base bag will glove and throw to first in time. Raptors send 7 to the plate. And score three times, here in the eighth inning. A big two-out, two-run double to dead center from Max McGuire. Makes it a 12-4 contest. Time to pump it up as we head to the top of the ninth from historic Witter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Evan Parmer into the ballgame. It's the top of the ninth from historic Witter Field. First pitch swinging, Connor Capisi. Gets one through the 5-6 hole into left field for a base hit. Andy Ockham returning to you here on Raptors Radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Whether you're listening on your FM AM dials or on your Civic Media apps, you're listening to us here on locally grown radio for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball. 12-4 the score in the top of the ninth here on this 4th of July. The Raptors leading the Madison Mallards in pursuit of their first win of the second half. Augie Gutierrez, the nine-hole hitting second baseman, takes a first pitch low and outside from Parmer for ball one. Parmer throwing in his sixth game of the season, five appearances in the first half of the 1-0 record, collected a save as well. 13 and two-thirds innings for Parmer, a 4.61 ERA and a 1.32 whip. The 1-0 pitch to Gutierrez, a fastball missing high for ball two. Parmer last worked three innings here at home in that 6-0 shutout loss last Thursday against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Parmer allowed two hits, an earned run, a walk, and two strikeouts, 13 batters faced. The 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. Middle fastball to Gutierrez. It is 2-1. Raptor fans looking to celebrate a victory and get on with the 4th of July. Fun celebrations to be had here tonight. The 1-1. Fastball, middle again for a called strike. It's now a 1-2 count. Four runs on eight hits and no errors for Madison. 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors for your Raptors. Picking up a three spot. All runs coming in with two outs in the home half of the eighth inning. Parmer, third base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Breaking ball, broken bat, dribbler over to second base. Onati off the bag. Will field and throw to first in time. That was the only play to make there. It's a 4-3 put out for the first out of this ninth inning. As mentioned, two runs pushed across on a pair of hits. Neither team has made an error so far in this game tonight. For the scoring, it goes as follows. Madison scoring, a run in the first and second, two in the eighth. For Wisconsin Rapids, one in the second, three in the third, two in the fifth, three in the seventh, and three in the eighth. Top of the order we go. Fifth time around for Madison and the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jake Schaffner. First pitch from Parmer to Schaffner, swatted foul in the air. That'll head out near the rat trap deck and onto the concourse down the third base line. Parmer's faced Madison twice this season. Last time he faced the Mallards on the road at the Duck Pond in that 5-4 loss on June 13th. 2 2/3 innings of two-run ball for Parmer, allowing three hits. The 0-1 breaking ball misses high to Schaffner for a ball and a strike now. Two walks and a strikeout, 13 batters faced for Parmer on the road in that one against Madison. He faced the Mallards at home on June 8th, that Saturday night 10-4 win. The 1-1 pitch on the inside corner called a strike on that fastball. It's now 1-2 on Schaffner. Parmer threw three innings of one run, one hit ball on that June 8th victory over the Mallards. He did not walk a Mallard hitter and struck out two while facing 10. Four walks issued on the season for Parmer to 12 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. In on the hands, this one ripped into right field for a base hit, getting the stop sign at third is Capisi getting this one in is McGuire. They're on the corners with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Palmer can induce a ground ball here, would end the contest if he can get one on the middle infield. Davis Hamilton has reached twice in this game out of the two spot. He hit second yesterday as well. Hamilton hit by a pitch in the third. Hamilton led off the eighth inning with a single and later scored. Righty on lefty battle. Palmer set the first pitch to Hamilton. In there for a called strike. Jack Weisinger, an inning thrown, that being the eighth here this afternoon. Two hits, two runs allowed, both earned. He did not walk or strike out a Mallard hitter on 20 pitches thrown. The 0-1. Breaking ball, catching the back door from Palmer. It's quickly nothing at two on the Mallard third baseman. Palmer peers in, shakes off Duggar once, looks over to first and comes set on the third base side of the rubber. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Hamilton spoiling that delivery. Will do it again. It's Corbin Dickerson on deck. Blake Guerin to follow. The heart and soul of this Mallard order coming up down 8 here in the ninth inning. The next 0-2 delivery from Palmer to Hamilton. Skied in the air, left field, Landon Gaz. Camping underneath, making the catch, tagging home Capisi. That one's in and out of the glove of Gaz. They're going to say look to the field umpire over at third base, that being the crew chief, Justin Ragsdale, saying that one is on the transfer. So Capisi began to tag, but retreats back to third base. They remain on the corners, no run in to score. It is a fly out to left field, and it is the second out of this ninth inning. Hamilton is beside himself over at first base. The Mallard base runners are confused as well. Rafters are now away from splitting this home and home with Madison to begin the second half of the season. Corbin Dickerson has driven in a run today and has reached twice. He's 0 for 2 in his four plate appearances. Palmer set the first pitch to Corbin. Fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Dickerson drove in a run in the first, an RBI ground out to the Rafter third baseman Kyler McIntosh. Also walked on four pitches in the third and was hit by a pitch and scored an inning ago. The 0-1 from Palmer, breaking ball, chasing away on that one out of the zone, low and away. Nasty stuff there from Palmer, it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, 12-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Top nine here on this Independence Day from historic Witterfield. Palmer set the payoff pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air, in the field of play down the first base side. Loyola's giving chase out near the netting, did not make that grab. We'll do the 0-2 again here on this battle between Palmer and Corbin Dickerson. Having some cranberry crazies coming in from out of town, hearing some stories about the fans that are going to be in attendance for this homestand. Perfect time to do so, and obviously with this being a schedule of frequent home and homes and all that, Rafters have had one consecutive four-game stretch in the season. That was in the first week, and they'll have one next week as well. The next 0-2 from Palmer to Dickerson. Breaking ball hit high in the air, left center field. Gaz and Teal giving chase. Back at the wall, Aiden Teal crashes into the fence and makes the grab to end the ball game. Evan Palmer's all smiles. He works a scoreless ninth inning. Aiden Teal continuing to put on a show in center field this summer. Running right into that left center field wall, full force, full speed to end the ball game. 12-4 the final. Wisconsin Rapids splits the home and home and sends the faithful home happy on this 4th of July against the Madison Mallards. Four runs on nine hits and no errors for Madison. 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to be back here in just a handful of minutes to wrap up and bring the postgame show to you. It's the first second half victory for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters from historic Witterfield on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's a happy Rafter faithful that began their 4th of July here at Witter Field this afternoon. 12-4, the final. Andy Ockhammer, voice of the Rafters, returning to you here on WFHR for your official Rafter postgame show. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 left on for the Madison Mallards, 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 5 left on for your Rafters. Let's get the scoring started. Madison plating 1 in the top of the first and 1 in the top of the second began this game up 2-0 before Grayson Schaefer's big swing of the bat to lead off the home half of the second inning. A solo home run to right center field for the Boise, Idaho native, his second of the season, 411 feet. 3 more added in the home half of the third on Max McGuire's 4th home run of the campaign, an opposite field shot, making it 4-2. Rafters would add 2 more in the fifth and yet another home run. Cashel Duggar, the freshman catcher from UCLA at Castle Pines, Colorado, sending one over the right center field video board, his first as a Rafter, making it 6-2. 3 more for Wisconsin Rapids in the seventh after 5 consecutive walks were issued by right-handed reliever Skyler Tangler of Madison. Gabriel Courtright had to come in and get the final three outs and all outs of that inning. The Mallards would add two in the top of the eighth. Wisconsin Rapids responding with three in the home half of the eighth. A huge two-out, two-run double to center field from Max McGuire. And then an RBI single from Grayson Schaefer scoring McGuire put the Raptors up 12-4, and that would be the game's final score. Max McGuire is our WFHR player of the game. McGuire driving in six runs here this afternoon, the three-run homer, the two-run, two-out double, and collecting an RBI on the 8-4 pitch walk that he drew back in the seventh inning. Tristan Krusenberry got the start this afternoon for Wisconsin Rapids, his third start of the season and his first start since the Sunday matinee at Moonlight Graham Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks on Sunday, June 2nd. Krusenberry went four innings, allowed three hits, two runs, both were earned. He walked one and struck out two while throwing 55 pitches. Getting the win out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon, his best outing to date with the club is Thomas Burns, the right-hander from Hortonville and a recent commit to the Texas Longhorns. Burns, three innings of scoreless baseball, allowing two hits, walking one and striking out four on 45 pitches. Jack Weisinger would get the eighth. Evan Palmer throwing a scoreless ninth to wrap out this win. Tyler Schmidt, the right-hander from the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse, got the start for Madison, going four innings, allowing three hits, four runs, all of which were earned. He walked one and struck out seven on 67 pitches. Liam McKillop made his Northwoods League debut and Madison debut, collecting the loss, throwing the fifth inning on 19 pitches. He surrendered two runs, those being the runs off the bat of Cashel Duggar's two-run blast and two hits. Did not walk a Raptor hitter and struck out two. From there, you saw relief appearances from Jackson Maloof, Skyler Tangler, Gabriel Courtright, and Javier Lobo. 2 hours, 46 minutes, the time of the game here this afternoon. 782 Cranberry Crazies in attendance at historic Witter Field. 77 degrees in rain, the temperature at the time of first pitch. Once again, Thomas Burns the win, Liam McKillop the loss. Four runs, nine hits, no errors, eight left on for Madison. 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 left on for Wisconsin Rapids, splitting the home-and-home with the Mallards to begin the second half of the season after losing last night's game at Warner Park 1-0. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. It's the first of two straight 6:35 ball games against the Green Bay Rockers in this three-game homestand from historic Witter Field. You can catch the action right here, a 6:25 pregame show with yours truly on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR on your Civic Media apps. Either way, you'll be listening to even more Raptor baseball this season on locally grown radio. Raptors improve to 16-19 overall in the season and a 1-1 in the second half. Thank you so much for tuning in to this afternoon's presentation of Raptor baseball. As always, I'm Andy Ockham, signing off for now from Witter Field. We'll see you tomorrow night. Enjoy your 4th of July, a great rest of your afternoon and into the evening. Be safe, and the Raptors win it 12-4.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you could just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for